nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
So let's see whether we can answer some of these questions. Will you try this, that why there are more types of defects in crystals than in amorphous materials? What would be, do you remember why?
Because there's a lot more order in crystals.
So. That's right. So if anybody is not, so there's a lot more order. If anybody is not sitting in their place, then you immediately know, right? And so, although different types, fewer types doesn't mean fewer defects. There may be more of, but fewer kinds. Right. What about you? You want to explain the next one? From the perspective of hydrogen's, Maxwell's relationship, how does hydrogen reduce defect density? Can you explain? The second one. I forgot his name, your name. Yeah, well, yeah. Can you try this?
Change the word.
Not specifically, just think physically, because anything that is not physical to you, you will not remember 5 years down the road. So, what does hydrogen do?
It
creates a bond, but then coordination is one. So, it frees up the other things. Silicon needs four, right? So, anytime you have a hydrogen taking care of one of the bonds, then the silicon has three to... Then it has to find the partners for the remaining three, right? So in that case, the structure is far more relaxed. And that's why it has fewer defects, right? Purely from a geometrical perspective. Now, you want to answer the third one. Why is hafnium oxide so defective and why do you want to use it?
I can answer the second part. Why won't
you? Okay, go ahead, try the second one.
Because when it's so defective, so it increases the dielectric constant, so it improves the electrostatics of the
moon. That's right. So he's saying that it is higher dielectric constant. One very remarkable thing is that these two things, this over-coordination, leads to more defects. You can also show that over-coordination leads to higher dielectric constant. So this is the tragedy of life, that the dielectric constant gives you something, God gives you something and takes you some. So this is the issue, and you can actually show. So in fact, it is more defective because it is over-coordinated. Too many things trying to bind it, and so one of them can easily unbind. What type of traps involve faster trapping or detrapping?
PB center.
Do you remember why it's called PB center, not a PA center or PC center?
The rest were spurious signals.
When Nishi, in early 60s, when he first used ESR experiment, he reported three. That's the story I heard, which is true. Later on, these were spurious, found this spurious signal. Effect of trapping is more significant in thin oxide. Maybe I'll go gradually. Yeah, go ahead. Effect of trapping is more significant in thin oxide. There's two reasons. One is?
Transmission.
Is suppressed, right? It doesn't go out. What is the other reason?
Detrapping.
Yeah, detrapping, that's what you just said. Detrapping is small. But there's another reason. How do you calculate VT? You have a certain amount of charge. What do you multiply with in order to get the VT? The distance from the, right? You have to, if you have a charge Q, sitting here, and if this is the gate, it's very important to remember that when you calculate the threshold voltage, the distance, this distance from here to here, gets multiplied with the charge. And in a thicker oxide, this X would be bigger, right? And so therefore, you will have, even if you had the same number of charge, a thicker oxide will give you bigger threshold voltage shift. Okay? Even for the same integrated N content, okay, so this one could, TPNO and TCO. Why is that?
Plasma
nitrided oxide and then thermal nitrided oxide. Yeah,
because it had low nitride and defect concentration. The interface, which is more critical.
So this is critical. Always when you choose a process, you have to make sure it's less defective close to silicon for the same reason that we just discussed. It matters more what is happening close to silicon dioxide interface. Okay. If you find QT is log T, what type of spectra would you expect? That's right. So if you have a thick oxide, log T dependence you are finding, you would expect the noise spectra to be 1 over F. And the next one, you want to answer, Khaled? What should be this noise spectra? If you have one, just a few defects.
Should be random.
It should be random, that's true, but this would be called a random telegraph noise. Because it's like a telegraph signal, right? Moving up and down. Right? Now, random telegraph noise is most visible at weak threshold. Explain why. Who wants to explain this? Wahab, you want to try. Why would it be weak threshold? Why do you care that it has to be weak threshold? Weak threshold means you're just beginning to get the threshold. What will happen if you are strong threshold? Don't remember? Huh? You have fewer traps, no matter. You have fewer traps, but if you see, think about it. If you have so many electrons sitting here, they will always fill the trap, right? And they cannot come back. For this to happen, you need them to go out and get trapped and then come back, right? You need empty spaces for it to come back. Otherwise, it will go there once and it will stay flat, right? So in strong, weak inversion, you have empty spaces. So it will go in, get trapped, and then it will come back, go in and trap and come back. That will give you a clean random telegraph noise. Otherwise, you are sort of press that one and never let go. So in that case, there will not be any. Okay, so that's it.